forgotten piano lessons, church halls, school gatherings in Terrapin huts. Back then, to a child's nose, even the smell of glass differed from room to room. And for 1 second, I could smell all the mirrors in the windows of those lost days. The unbounded spaces between them. It was a dust of the exhaust fumes of Maris Marinus, the naked wooden floors of a new house, bike tires and long discontinued cigarette lamps. Dust that conjured pools of evening light, mysterious journeys, finished lives, dreads and hopes of an almost atavistic intensity. I blinked. I seemed to remember I was terrified, but at the same time so surprised, so overwhelmed with longing, with love, that at that moment fear had no real meaning. I inhabited a bright, blank space that I'd encountered once before when I dislocated my knee on a rugby field. Then neither quickly nor gradually, it was gone. The room returned, and with it the seamlessness, the ordinary loneliness of the night. I never saw that figure, or anything like him again. Days later, when the weather had broken, I looked over the hill, past the woods and the developer's tracks and pylons. The freezing air seemed to distort the sounds of the construction vehicles, and their bleeps and revs sang like human voices. I remember thinking, if the world was 1 degree stranger, 1 degree more fluid, I could have escaped and joined myself back there. Could have disappeared forever. But it isn't. And I'm stranded here, getting ready for bed in a dormitory town. He drank. The day was over. The world was moving forward, confidently, tangibly.